The Chicago Auto Show is back. It opens today. Dave Sloan is the general manager of the auto show. Dave, it's going to be a little different. For one, it's in summer, and there are other things that are going to look a little bit unusual. Tell us about it.
Yeah, thanks, Bob. Thanks for having me. You're right. We moved from February to July to get open and post-pandemic here. And so we moved to the West Building of McCormick Place so that we could have adjacency to Indiana Avenue and have a lot of outdoor activations going on. And so there are about 9 different automakers with 50 cars for customers to test drive on city streets. And then there are a couple of displays outside, too. Ford built a Bronco out off-road test track in a parking lot adjacent to Indiana Avenue, which is very cool. Very cool.
Yeah, sounds like it. Tell us about the tickets and the COVID protocol. And it's 5 days now instead of the usual 10, right?
Yeah, it's usually a 10-day show, but we got shorter to find a place on McCormick Place's calendar, which even during a pandemic is hard to find some open dates. So, tickets are available only online at ChicagoAutoShow.com. And even if people come to the show and haven't done that yet, they can still buy them on their phones at the show. But it's best to do it at home and print them off or just bring it to the show on your phone. The show is open from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. daily. And then in the evenings, we're going to turn all those test drive cars into display cars on Indiana Avenue and turn the street into a street fest with music and food trucks and a couple of breweries, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, that sounds great. And what are some of the highlights? What do you expect will draw the most crowds this year?
Well, it's kind of fun with that Bronco track outside because Jeep, with its Wrangler, has always had an indoor off-road test track for the last 15 years or so. So there's this rivalry between Ford Bronco and Jeep Wrangler, both in the market and here at center stage with these two off-road test tracks that people are going to get to ride in. So the Jeep guys were out checking the steepness of the hill in the Bronco track to see if theirs was steep. Whose was steeper?
That sounds like fun. And are people actually going to be able to drive a car?
Yeah, the outdoor test drives on city streets, mostly people will be able to drive the cars with a product specialist with them. Uh-huh. And on the test tracks, they'll be getting a ride from a professional driver because of the hills. And the Bronco track actually goes through a trough of water, so it shows what everything an off-road Bronco can do.
And the real bottom line in all this, though, is if anybody is shopping for a new car, this is your one-stop shopping center, isn't it, where you can see just about everything. It's not just cars of the future. It's models available right now, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And certainly some vehicles a lot of vehicles have been unveiled during the pandemic, and nobody's seen them in the flesh yet. Well, they're here. And so, like the Ford Maverick, the F-150 Lightning all-electric truck, the Jeep Grand Wagoneer, the Bolt EUV from Chevrolet, lots of great new vehicles.
Is the electric car still the big trend?
Yeah. It's going to be interesting to see because some of those are available to test drive on city streets, too. So it'll be interesting to see how the public gravitates toward them because they'll be, there with the internal combustion engine car, so we'll see what people choose.
Starting today, 5 days, and is there a website for information and ticket info and hours and all of that?
ChicagoAutoShow.com has it all. And as you mentioned, masks are required for people who are unvaccinated, but it's a good idea for everyone to just put a mask in their pocket and bring it along because you never know if you're in a car getting a product demonstration or taking a test drive, you might be needed to put a mask on.
And there's going to be an initial daily capacity limit of 30,000. Well, actually, you've lifted that, haven't you?
Yeah, that was before when we opened. We got the approval to open in phase 4, but now that we're in phase 5, there are no restrictions. But we are in a smaller hall, so we're keeping a very close eye on the crowd size, not to make sure it gets too big. So,
all right, we'll see everybody at McCormick Place and outside McCormick Place starting today, the big Chicago Auto Show, really giving our great city a boost because it's a plus for tourism, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's great to get McCormick Place back open. It's a huge economic engine for our city.
Dave Sloan, General Manager at the Chicago Auto Show. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bob. Appreciate it.
Talk to you soon.